Gabby Petito is a victim. A victim of domestic violence. A victim of murder. Rather than having her tragedy expand into a wider look at the many other women who have gone missing or are being subjected to domestic violence, many instead have chosen to condense and consolidate. This includes the news media as well as individuals. Most are running with the concept that, well, if we give all of our time and focus to Gabby Petito, we're actually remembering, recognizing, and honoring all those other women. Or as Fox News started to put it, Gabby Petito is, quote, America's daughter. Yeah, that irritated me quite a bit. Even Gabby's father has called on Americans to place their focus on the many other missing women in our nation and their individual stories. As I mentioned earlier, that's something we've done on our website, homepage, or left-hand side, you'll see a rotating display of the current missing youth cases in America. And guess what? They're not all white, blonde social media influencers. Instead, people this past week inundated Gabby's boyfriend's house with flower deliveries, and guess it was some sort of shaming attempt. What it was a great waste of money. Money which could have helped out missing person domestic violence organizations. Way too many people have fallen into a real-life social media comfort zone of convenience. That's where if you like or hashtag or retweet something, you've given a cause or a person a tremendous amount of support. Your one mouse click has shined a spotlight on the many thousands of missing and abused women in America. Oh, you may feel pleased with yourself, but reality is quite a different story. Of course, this isn't in a country where we won't even take the time to say chicken nuggets at the fast food joint anymore. Now it's just nugs. Don't get me started about mozzarella being called mozzi. Something else that irritated me. Gabby Petito is a single individual who should be mourned rather than worshipped, as many have chosen to do. Her life had value as a human being. This glamorizing the social media influencer is a waste of time and miles away from anything that actually matters. The search for her boyfriend is not an online game for a quest for post likes. It's a need for justice. Social media waters all that down. Social media, which really held a ton of potential, but instead has become a wasteland conspiracy, bitterness, ego-driven search for attention. Business networking? Helping out charities and causes with an actual effort? Creating a platform for people with opposing ideas to debate and teach each other? All that became bold.